This is the Midweek Grub, thanks to your local Jeep dealers. 105.1 Triple M, Billy Brownless, James Brayshaw, Damien Barrett, Jason Dunstall on board.
Before we keep talking, let's have a listen, if you're just joining us, to some of what James Hurd said in the recent statement from the Essendon Footy Club.
The AFL today continues its trial by media of me, with the release of the charges against the Essendon Football Club. These charges are denied and will be vigorously contested once the AFL actually provides due process. The announcement by Ambush confirms the AFL is running an agenda which continues to call into question its impartiality. Mr. Demetriou and the AFL should recuse themselves from any hearing of this case because of the conflict of interest that has been created by the AFL's involvement in the process. In this frenzy of releases and press conferences today, the AFL remains silent about its knowledge that since February 2013 of the fact that AOD 9604 not being a banned substance, the major issue in this whole saga. Throughout the course of this exercise, I have been denied natural justice, and today's ambush is just another example of that.
Oh, there we go. Interesting choice of words, Purple. I have been denied natural justice. Continued its trial by media of me. So this isn't a club, or this is a personal thing that's started to wander into this whole debate.
Yep.
Which gives it another layer.
Yeah, which probably happened started that personal side of it, JB, about 10 weeks ago when Hurd's legal advisors, and David Evans was still in charge of the club then. So this was the first sign of that when he sent off a letter to Andrew Demetriou, and it was personally sent to Demetriou to stop leaking information that's damaging to me. And that was how it was worded. And we didn't think too much of it at the time. Like, it was a bit of an ambit shot just to sort of get things rolling. But from that moment onwards, it's exploded, and we had that the culmination of that scenario only 15 minutes ago with the conclusion of that press conference.
Cool. So where to from here? What happens?
Well,
can I
make a suggestion? Can we find one overriding authority that can tell us about the status of AOD 9604?
No, but see, if you do that, you're then playing Essendon's game, Chief. It is part of this. And we've found the overriding charter. The WADA is the body.
But they're refusing to recognise it, Essendon.
Exactly. John Faith, if he says one more time, I think he'll shoot the person who asks him next time. He has said, and he will not change it, as far as we know, it has been a banned substance since January 1, 2011. And again, this is what Essendon needs to get its head around.
How do they come out and just say it's not banned?
I don't know. And that's why they want us to delve into the legalities of it and not actually look at the governance issue, which is what is the matter at hand now. The ASADA report will delve into the legalities of it, but the governance, which the AFL has to be seen to administer, is what is in front of them as we speak.
Okay, so why then, and I'm sure this is what's going to happen behind closed doors, the AFL will say, we will concern ourselves with the legality or otherwise of this drug through the right processes. Yep. And the great hope, I think, is that it's proven to be legal, because if it isn't, I think then the players' suspensions are called into...
Well, it's not going to be proven to be legal because WADA has said it's not.
Okay, so, but what I'm saying is the great hope is that their players don't do two years' time.
And, yeah, and that, and that's what Essendon needs to be a little bit careful about too. I mean, at some stage they're going to be angering ASADA, and we just know that ASADA will run a case that supposedly isn't influenced by personal dislike or otherwise, but there's also human nature involved. And this is why it's got to this stage. This is why the AFL today decided, for whatever reasons, to release publicly these charges, because of the impact it was receiving on the back of Essendon controlling the landscape to a point, and it was damning on the AFL. So they've gone bang today, and Essendon's gone bang again a couple of hours later. This is personal. I mean, this is what we're saying. So the personal and the personalities that are being damaged by this, by way of perception, are now influencing the way this case is being played out publicly.
Paul Little, the chairman of Essendon, had this to say a moment ago.
I call on the Commission Chairman, Mike Fitzpatrick, to step in and take over this process, as I, along with a significant percentage of all football public, have lost total confidence in the AFL executive to handle this matter.
So, significant percentage of football public. Does he represent you, Chief?
No, he does not.
He wants to be careful making statements like that.
I would have thought.
Really, really careful.
Bomber fans.
You can't talk on anyone's behalf, Bill, except your own, I would have thought.
Correct. That's right.
All right, so the AFL, I guess, and you know, we're all putting this thing on the top of every statement we make that we're surmising because we've had a statement and then a statement, Purple, or a statement and a response. So we don't want to speak on behalf of people either. But I get the feeling that one of the things that the AFL are most disappointed with out of the back of this 34-page you know, charge sheet here is, you know, if you could see Andrew Demetriou at the moment or the executive in there, they'd have this in their hand going, is anyone at that place going to put their hand up and accept responsibility for any of this at any stage?
Yep.
That's what I get the feeling.
100%.
That they're sort of saying, well, when's that going to happen?
Yep.
When are you going to admit to any of this being maybe not the right thing to have done?
Because that is not going away. That is not going away. So they can argue the legalities and they can suppress certain evidence, they can injunct certain actions. But that is not going away. That is an AFL charge sheet. It's not a court of the law charge sheet. So it is there, and it's going to be there forever until it's dealt with. And as Chief says, it's not going to be dealt with quickly now, which already, and we can lock in now on August 20, I think it is, that this is already affecting season 2014. And that's Essendon's doing. They've got a choice, and they had a choice, but I think they're beyond the point of a return now. They had a choice to wrap this up from an AFL perspective within this 2013 calendar. A year at least. Right now, they've just let it slide into 2014, and we now know there's vindictiveness involved in this. So,
all right, court
the payback
of public,
is 2014.
Court of public opinion, Purple, will now kick in. Where's it headed?
I think the court of public opinion is sick of it, totally sick of it.
On the back of what we've seen today with these charges, and then that very strong response from Essendon, what do you think the majority of footy people are going to think from now?
Again, JB, I've just told that Paul Little that he shouldn't talk on behalf of others. I think it's up to the court of public opinion to tell us, because my personal take is Essendon stuff this up today. But again, that is their right to do what they want to do, but there will be price to pay for what they've done.
Do you think they'll turn on them, Chief?
Well, it's hard to say. Look, like us, most people will be making an assessment based on not enough facts, unfortunately, and that's the nature of the beast. But I, like everyone else, just want it to be over, and it ain't going to be.
You know what it's like? Listening to your parents fight.
You think it is?
Yes.
It's one of the most extraordinary analogies that you could ever think of.
That's what it's like now. I've got the 34-page document that the AFL released there a week ago at Essendon. There's one I want to bring to your attention, Jimmy Boy and Chiefy and Damo.
Yep.
Number 124. During the period, the club caused the following substances to be administrated to the players at the club, allegedly. And it was all their AOD 9604 creams and injections and things like that. One of the substances got my attention.
Because?
J, Lube All Plus. Oh, no. So they've given that to the players.
Listen,
Chiefy,
to this man.
Lube All Plus.
We've left Bill to read this charge sheet.
And that's what he's come up with.
He hasn't said anything for 10 minutes. And he comes
lube.
Back and goes, A, it's like your parents fighting. And B, I've seen lube mentioned in this
124 J Lube All Plus.
All right.
Well, I don't know who was using that.
I think if you Google it, Bill, it's not what you're maybe thinking it is.
Bill. No.